Off the Field, brought to you by Tops Friendly Markets, your official supermarket for game day parties. Tops, your neighborhood store with more.
To be honest, I never, ever thought about this award. It's a huge shock and it's a huge honor. I mean, to be nominated for it and to have won. Everything that I've done in my giving back and, you know, it's something that was instilled in me at a very early age. I've watched my parents always did it, always gave back. I would always see my dad give anonymously. He never gave to have his name tied to anything, and I'm really the same way. If I don't do things for recognition, it's just because, you know, hopefully I'm making a difference and helping someone along the way. It was back in 2003, my rookie year, and I was playing for the Atlanta Falcons. And Warwick Dunn does so much in the community. I asked Warwick, because then I knew, I said, I want to start a foundation, you know, I really want to get into that, but I have no idea which direction to go. And Warwick pretty much said, listen, whatever you do, make sure it's a topic or it's a platform that you're passionate about. Like, make sure your heart's really in it. And I knew at the time what the few things that I was passionate about, sports, music, and I said, but I don't know if I can combine the arts and sports. I think that would be kind of different. And that's how we started the Pick Your Passion Foundation. And as you would have it, 10 years later, I'm winning the same award that he won. When the award was presented, I really was just at a loss of words. Like, I just was like, wow, I had no idea.
I know you don't do what you do because of recognition or acknowledgement, but because you care. And that makes all the difference in the world. And so the award that you'll be receiving this evening is one for excellence on the playing field as well as in the community. And you've made plays on the playing field, and you're making plays in the lives of young boys and young girls. So Brian, on behalf of the Buffalo Bills, I would like to present to you the 2012 Buffalo Bills Walter Payton Man of the Year Award.
People think that you have to choose. They would think, oh, he's this, in high school, this football player, this jock. But then, you know, I was also in the choir and I was in jazz band, and, you know, and there were times where I had to choose between the two. And I don't know, it was difficult, but I was like, why can't you just do it all? Like, why can't you do both? Why do you have to choose? There's, you know, you have your band cliques and then your sports cliques, and it's like, we can bring it all together. And if you're passionate about something and if you enjoy doing it, then do it. Break the stereotype. Team B Scott, it was just started last year, and we kicked it off with the Show Your Dedication contest. And it really was just trying to get people back into whatever their passion was, whatever that it was. And we had so many submissions, over hundreds of submissions from, you know, all over the country. It was a really great thing to see people, you know, showcasing exactly what they're passionate about. I actually was just recently, one of the students, her name was Caitlin at the Falk School, and she's a singer, she plays the guitar, and she likes sports, and she said, me watching him being able to juggle both, I can do the same thing. Like, it's inspired me to pick up the guitar and learn it. That's, I guess, is all I'm trying to get, you know, my message is, you can do it. Doesn't matter at what level. If you love it, do it. In the back of my mind, I always hear this song. My dad always used to play it, and it's called, it says, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. And, you know, I had a beautiful piece of artwork that it showed a man who was up on the ledge. He made it over the wall, and he was reaching down, and he was pulling his brother up. And that's kind of, you know, what you just kind of live for, to say, look, I'm here, I'm going to help you, and you're going to reach down, and you're going to help someone. And we're humans. At the end of the day, it's, you know, are we reaching lives? Are we, you know, helping to create opportunities for people? And I can say we've done that. You know, I'm always striving to influence more people and motivate and inspire more people, but the lives that we touch, I think, has been very meaningful.